Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Apostle W.J. Armstrong coming to you, Old Crown Talking Drums Internet Radio. My voice goes and comes of the pollen around the area that I'm in is very bad. And I hate taking medicine. It makes me drowsy. So I grin and bear it. But today, I chose to come on to talk about praying for the nations and governments. And that was in my spirit because of what is happening in the area of the earth that I'm in. Praying for the past, I guess, 7 years, all we heard was Donald Trump, lies, more lies. What he gonna do and all of that. And we're gonna talk a little bit about that today and how we who are believers, how we should be responding to it. As opposed to sitting talking about it and gossiping about it. Let us pray. Almighty everlasting creator, we come to you with fresh thoughts in terms of your word, how to apply it to the situation and circumstances that is happening all around us. But we, as Paul said, we walk by faith and not by sight. And however, Father, whenever we look at what's happening, sometimes it's a little hard to overcome that earthly chatter and to stand on your word. So today, for a few minutes, we're going to deal with it. And we're looking at the book of Titus, chapter 3. There's only three chapters in it anyway. Father, we ask that you touch the minds and spirit of those who are listening. And let your Holy Spirit comfort them with your word as spoken. And you spoke them through Paul to the people. And those same words that were spoken back then are still very much applicable to us today. In the name of your beloved Son, amen. The first three verses reads as best, and I'm reading from the New King James. At some point, it gets worse. We will cancel and take up maybe next week. Hope by that time some of this pollen will be blown out and my voice will be better. And it reads thus, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for good, to be ready for every good work. And whenever I first read that, I was a little perplexed. How am I going to be subjected to a ruler, to authority, and obey them when their works are not lining up with the word? And the word that said evergreen work. And when we see the works of these people and what comes out of their mouth, it does not line up more with the enemy than you. And that caused us, who are the listeners, what do? We wind up speaking the evil. And the second verse, it says to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humanity to all men. But before I read this, I was familiar with 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, where it says we pray for all men, rulers and everybody. I was familiar with that, and that was what how I ordered my prayers around. And the second one says, why do we do this? Why do we pray for them? Why do we pray for our leaders? And that second verse in First Timothy chapter 2, it says we pray for them so that we can live a peaceable, godly, reverent life. And this is similar. It tells us why we should not speak evil. That's the case. That to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Now, this is the clincher, verse 3. It says, for we ourselves were also once foolish. And it puts it right back in our lap in that we have to examine ourselves. So how can we stand in judgment of others when, excuse me, when once upon a time we were just as foolish as the ones that we are criticizing now? Maybe we were not in a position of authority that they are in. We were disobedient. We were deceived. Now, whenever you look at that, you say, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he practiced deception. So, were we deceiving people? But it said we were disobedient, so if we were disobedient, we were not following your word, the word of the Creator. If we were, we wouldn't be deceived. And if we were deceived, that means we were deceiving others. You can't give people what you don't have, or you're going to wind up giving people what you have. It says serving very less. Now let's get past the sex thing. We always want to stop at sex, and I'm not trying to make any excuses, but you can lust after more than sex, more than a body, more than the physical. You can lust after a car. Mm-hmm. You can lust after a house. You can lust after that suit that you see in that mirror and that window that you walk past whenever you shopping, window shopping. And as you think about, we could very quickly to condemn the Trump and his lust after women. But let's look at other things that he lusts after. He lusts after money. And it doesn't matter how he gets it or what he has to do to get it. But I want us to really think about it. And our prayers, talking to the Creator, we going to sit and talk to him, complain all the time? If we're sitting complaining and not talking about the solution, all we're doing is talking about the problem. We just keep seeing problems, problems, problems. What is the solution that we want the Creator to bring about? Why not have a conversation about that? If we have the conversation about the solution, that will solve your problem, my problem, and the problem of the individual or the office of government that we have got issues with. You say, well, that sounds all well and good, but we want some relief now. Well, how do you expect to get the relief now? In the other way, do you have another way? I want you to think about it. That's why we have wars and rumors of wars. Because we want something now. So because we want it now, we're going to take it. We're more powerful than the individual, so we just take it. And that's why we have these wars going on now. And I want you to, whenever you go in prayer in the future, I want you to sit with the Creator and just ask about, if you don't know what the solution is, if you can't think of what the solution could be, that was my ducky. That's my cell phone. And I like ducks. So I have a ducky sound as my ringtone. But let's get back, because pleasure. Do we get pleasure in bellyaching and crying and complaining? I wonder at times if that is why we complain. That is why we look at the problem instead of the solution. Living in malice and envy. Envy. Look at what that person got. I don't know why they have that. I want something like that. You envious of others. Hateful. Now we can just see that, how that's played out here. What do we have? Red states, blue states. You got people living in red states hate people who live in blue states. People who are in blue states hate the people who live in a red state. And what do you have there? Now, this is these people, this is government. So you got government fighting itself and not providing for its people. Because they wind up hating. You look at the situation in Texas. You got the governor down there trying to sue the president. I mean, it's crazy. You got the governor down there trucking people or transporting people to blue states, because he's in a so-called red state. So the immigrants that comes in, he put them on a bus and shipped them to Maine. He put them on a bus, shipped them to Chicago. No, but what? And then I don't know, but I can imagine he'd be sitting up in church tomorrow, sitting up there with a big smile on his face, talking about praise the Lord. He's into idolatry. Because if you don't know who you shipping away. It could be an angel. And I've had that experience. I was at my last parish in Baltimore. We were heirs. Might have been spring clean and a fall clean, and I don't remember. But this guy came in, and I was in this room straightening up. And there was only one way in and one way out. And I never seen him before. But he came in, and guess what? He said his name was Michael. That's an angel name. He said to me, don't be afraid. And when he got ready to leave, I can't remember what we talked about, but when he got ready to leave, he told me to expect a miracle. And he left. That's what I mean, those immigrants, some of them could be angels. And if we look at history, the war in Central America, who destabilized that country? It was Ronald Reagan and his administration. And he funded those rebels that was down there destabilizing Central America. And a lot of those immigrants who are now coming into this country, they're coming from Central America. So we need to stop and examine ourselves. And we who profess to be believers, we need to examine ourselves as well, because the way that we respond to them and the way that we allow our government to respond and say nothing or do nothing, we just as guilty as the government. And we just as guilty as the person who is in charge of government that we are complaining about. What I am suggesting is, strongly suggesting, that we remember verse 2 of Titus 3. It says to speak evil of no one, peaceable, gentle, showing all humanity to all men. That means those who are in authority as well. And as we relate to them, as we pray for them, because somebody prayed for us and God gave us grace, ask for the Creator to give, touch the hearts of those who are in authority, that they may humble themselves and that they may be as the Creator in the book of Micah. He made it clear to the Israelites that he only demands or requires three things. Be just in all you're doing. So that should be one of our prayer requests. To touch them, touch their hearts, touch their spirit, so that they can be just in all they're doing. So just to everybody. And show mercy. And humble themselves. So what I am suggesting is we need to get into the Word and see what the Word is saying about how we should relate and do and pray for our leaders, for the nations. and we can begin to pray the solution. What is God's solution for those leaders and for the nation? Next week, we will not be on. It will be every other Sabbath. And I think I moved the time from 5 to 7 because of daylight saving time. So next week at 7 p.m. on the Sabbath, we'll be back again. And I pray that the Holy Spirit leads you into all truths, and that before you begin to be critical of your leaders, see what the Word says, see what the Creator says, see what the one who created the leaders and created the nation and created the government, see what he says that he wants that government to be doing. Until next week, I mean week after next, Shalom.